Any illnesses or hospital admissions since last review? If yes, details Verona House have now managed to establish links with the hospital redacted the thing, and are progressing the appointment. This information will be passed to the 16-plus team. Highlight any other outstanding health, developmental needs, issues not referred to above and whether any changes are needed to the current healthcare arrangements. There are still concerns regard the permanent damage Lee has caused himself from his previous self-harm. Redacted the thing, it has taken Lee many years to comply with health professionals regarding his self-harm, and it is an incredible thing that Lee has engaged this year. It is hoped he will continue to do so and his body will heal. Regarding Lee previous issues regarding body odor, I feel this is down to self-care skills and still is needing to be prompted by staff at Verona, but have made progress considering how he was in his previous placement. Lee did, however, regress and his self-care behaviors were becoming a significant concern, including refusing to change wet bedding, wash clothes or self, and generally live in filthy conditions if allowed. This has again improved slightly with staff and Dr. Nirak working together to move Lee Harris forward. Other than this, Lee has a healthy appetite, is growing taller and taller, and is growing into a strapping young man. He is still wearing glasses. Lee has previously taken medication for his ADHD. He requested that he come off his meds as he felt that he was in a good place to see if he could cope. This was a brave move on Lee's part, and he should be proud that he took the initiative to take risks to better himself. Lee struggled with this and made the adult decision to come back on his meds. Have there been any changes in school, nursery since last review? If yes, details including date of change. Lee is currently being tutored through Verona House, and Ellington and Hearson School are providing this tutor with work to catch up with. Lee has refused to fully engage with this or attend the provision supplied by Verona. 16+ team will take this forward in terms of potential attendance at college. Number of school days missed this academic year. Highlight child, young person's achievements in school since last review, both academic and non-academic achievements. Lee left Ellington and Hearson, May 2012. Lee still remains as a bright young man, with passions around computing and web design, and also enjoys photography. Lee has been accessing the library whilst at Verona to research subjects such as photography, and I think this is great of Lee, trying to stimulate himself rather than relying on others. However, there is only so much he can do in the library, and it is important that appropriate education is in place ASAP, especially it being his last year of school. Lee has not properly engaged with the tutor supplied. Is child, young person involved in any after-school clubs or leisure activities? If yes, details Lee since being at Verona House has been a part of many activities, and this has kept Lee stimulated. He especially enjoys outings to the unit's own caravan and has taken this opportunity a few times since he came to Verona. There is no internet access in Verona House or mobile phones. Lee had been managing this well, but more recently there have been significant issues with Lee refusing to comply with the house rules, and this has also caused disruption for other children and young people in the unit. Highlight any concerns or outstanding issues regarding child, young persons, education, learning, language and social development, and whether there need to be any changes to the current arrangements for child, young person. The concerns for Lee as he moves forward to the 16-plus team remain, and there has been meetings with Verona staff and the 16-plus team to make sure there is a smooth transition. Lee's emotional health remain fragile, and his ability to cope with stress and change are of concern. The allocated social worker is working closely with the 16-plus team to ensure that all risks are understood and all plans in place support E and his emotional health as much as possible. Where appropriate, has life story work been completed? No. If no, when will this be done and by whom? Lee is starting to question his past and is aware that I would need to do this work with him. He is resistant to this as wants to complete on his own, but is too vulnerable at this time. Comment on quality of the attachment between child, young person and carers. Lee has recently started to detach from the staff at the care home and is making it clear that he no longer believes he should be their staff at Verona. Continue to try and engage with him. Highlight any other changes, issues regarding emotional, behavioral development. Lee has regressed recently and there has been signs of potential self-harm. Highlight any issues, concerns regarding child, young person's sense of identity. Social presentation, religion, language, culture, sexuality, disability, gender. Earlier this year, Lee had a lot of unanswered questions regarding his life, especially his earlier childhood. He feels like he needs to feel like life is not all bad and needs a light. At the end of the tunnel, he requested his files and I advised due to his vulnerability he would not be allowed them and we both could go through them together. He declined this offer, which I respect, however this will keep being an issue for Lee and he will need support with this. Lee continues to see his mother, which is good and continues to have a great relationship with her. Are any changes required to ensure a child, young person's needs relating to identity are being met? If yes, details when Lee is ready he will need to work alongside someone he trusts to unpick his history, helping Lee to acknowledge he may not find the answers he wishes for. Comment on stability of this placement and whether it is meeting the various needs of child, young person including any cultural, religious, linguistic, disability issues. Highlight strengths of placement as well as any areas of concern I feel that Verona House are meeting Lee's needs and are keeping him safe. They have been in regular contact and have sought advice from myself when decision making. Lee has clearly come far since being at Verona House and this only evidences the positive impact that Verona House is having on Lee and his development and management of his self-harm and mental health needs. This placement will be changing as soon as appropriate alternative provision is identified. Comment on quality of the relationships, attachment between child, young person and members of birth family. Li states he has a lot of family and enjoys talking to me about them. He is very open about his thoughts regarding his father and states that he still maintains and enjoys his relationship with his mother, brother Michael and twin siblings. His relationship with his brother David is difficult, however Lee is looking to meet up with David in Hanbei and this is to be supervised by a member of staff at Verona House. The difficulties with this relationship have escalated over the last few weeks and is of concern as the social worker believes that this increases Lee's vulnerabilities. Details of current contact arrangements, comment on how these are working, and any changes needed. Include details of any 5.8 or 5.34 orders. Lee has unsupervised contact with his mother every Saturday. This continues to be going well and Lee's mother and Verona House are in good communication with each other. Lee has indirect contact with all his other family members. Summary of review discussion. Jill Taylor attended today from the local office. Harry Deering and Martin Collins were present from Verona House but were not expecting this meeting to take place. Care planees. Care plan includes permanency plan, from second review meeting, no. Cozies. ICS review report, part 1, yes. Health action plano. Personal education plan needs to be arranged. Placement planees. Did everyone receive a copy of the last looked after children review minutes? Yes. Child, young person's participation in the review process. Has the ERO met with the child, young person prior to the review? Brief summary of issues discussed. Lee met with the ERO before the meeting. He had not realized that there was to be a meeting this morning but was happy to meet. What is the child and young person's understanding of their care plan? Lee understands that he is staying at Verona House until an alternative provision is found. He had met with Joe Jarvis Jones and Adrian Miles but was concerned that the resource would not be in Thanet. If appropriate, have arrangements been made for an independent person to speak on behalf of the child, young person? He had seen a solicitor previously to appeal the decision about detention under the MHA. He had not wanted an advocate for today. Have the decisions reached at the last review been acted upon? Record which decisions have not been acted upon and why. Decisions and recommendations. 1. Lee to remain in present placement until COAs and care plan are completed to clarify the issues. The need for ongoing psychological therapy needs to be addressed. This needs to be done within 3 weeks as the ERO understands that funding has been agreed for this placement until the end of October 2012. This has been ongoing. 2. Stacy to arrange a dental appointment as treatment is needed. Lee has a dentist in Ramsgate achieved on the 10th of December 12. 3. Professionals meeting to be held next week to clarify educational planning achieved. 4. ERO to write to Jackie Cadder, achieved same day about low level of tuition and school work achieved. 5. Carly to check whether CRB check was completed on mother's partner and speak to mother about arrangements for Saturday so a safe plan is made apparently achieved as Lee attended the wedding, that went well. 6. Lee to continue at gym as he finds this helpful ongoing. 7. Lee to attend health assessment and ultrasound scan appointment, not achieved. 8. ERO to be forwarded any health reports from Woodlands and CAMHS as she has not seen any assessments today. Received minutes from Woodlands provided by Verona House. What has been the effect of any change in the child and young person's circumstance since they became looked after, or since the last review? If the child has had an unplanned placement, has there been a disruption meeting? Briefly outline no change. Social work interventions since the last review. Are the frequency of visits meeting statutory requirements and the needs of the child, young person? Yes, although Carly was unable to attend today and Lee said that she has been unwell at times. Assessment. Colon. Is the care plan, pathway plan based on an up-to-date assessment which identifies the child's needs and takes into consideration other assessments undertaken? The Woodland report will inform the LA assessment and be forwarded to Verona House. The ERO has seen this today. The COAS has been updated. The care plan. Does the care plan meet the needs of the child? Yes. Does the care plan meet the needs for permanency? No. Does the placement plan address all the child's needs within the placementize? Does the health action plan address all the child's health needs? The IRQ has not read the latest report and has not seen a report from the appointment. Does the PEP address all the child's educational needs? None current. Is there an agreed contact plan which meets the needs of the child? Contact with Brother David has been problematic. Is there an appropriate contingency plan? There is not a clear care plan yet, as a suitable therapeutic resource needs to be identified. Identify where the child's needs are not being met and if there is any delay. Are all the pledge commitments for the child being provided? Yes, and Lee has been going to the gym as membership is funded on a monthly basis. Care planning. Identify any changes, services or actions needed to meet the child's needs. Placement. Harry, manager, described the recent chain of events that have led to Verona House, stating that they are unable to meet Lee's needs. At first Lee was using the placement well, but more recently meeting with his brother, David, at the library. David seemed influential and together they were talking of joint ventures, designing websites and continually on the phone. It is a rule at Verona House for all residents that phones are not allowed, but even though Lee has been told that he could have one when off the premises, i.e. that they would make an exception, Lee has been unable to compromise. He retains a phone and it is inability to work with the unit that has led to the request that he leave. One particular weekend the police were called as David was threatening on the phone and Lee pushed a member of staff and locked himself in his room. When he left to use the toilet, staff used this opportunity to empty his room of all his belongings except his bed. His self-care and hygiene at this time had really deteriorated. Dr. Nyrak was contacted and he made suggestions to Lee about washing and brushing his teeth. Lee responded to this advice and the situation was partially resolved. Since then Joe Jarvis Jones and Adrian Miles have visited together to discuss future plans, but these were not really clear to anyone present today other than it was not a return to foster care. Lee has engaged more again with staff in the unit and things seem to have settled down again. At the moment there is no contact between David and Lee. He is allowed to go out unsupervised and he has been going to the library and gym. Verona have supplied monthly gym membership that will be repeated as he is making good use of the money. Health Lee has been a psychiatric inpatient and his needs have been assessed. He still bed wet sporadically. He attended his appointment with doctor but did not go for the follow-up ultrasound appointment. The reason given was that it was too early and another appointment was made for October, but Lee did not go. As Lee had failed two appointments, he was taken off the list and the GP will need to refer again. This is now in hand as Stacy has liaised with doctor at Maidstone Hospital. Lee said that Dr. Nyrak had been in touch with a London hospital but could not be more specific. The health assessment took place but the report was not available today. The findings from the appointment was significant redacted the thing asterisk. The registrar will be writing to Lee's GP with a recommendation for referral to a pediatric in London. Last dentist appointment was December 12th at Kelvin House, Whitstable, and he attended an optician in January 2013. He was given a new prescription and needs to organize new glasses, frames. Lee has seen Dr. Nyrak on 27/11, 10, 12 and 14/01. He is waiting for a further appointment. Previously he requested a trial without medication. He subsequently decided that he wanted to remain taking it. Dr. Nyrak has decided to keep him as a patient rather than transfer him to Canterbury. Lee reported that occasionally he suffers with insomnia and described a messed up sleeping pattern. It has not disturbed night staff. Emotional and behavioral. Lee had seen Oliver, the psychologist, on 10 occasions when in hospital. Oliver recommended continuing psychological intervention, but this was not discussed in detail today. The view of the ERO is that as this is a temporary placement, these supports need to be built into the next stage of the planning. He has enjoyed going to the caravan in Hastings, where he has been in the clubhouse. This has stopped over winter but will resume in February half term. Lee seemed keen to go. Education. Lee is in year 11 in September 2012. A PEP and AIR was undertaken on the 13th of July. The view at the last review was that a return to mainstream school would not be appropriate, and Verona House has its own small unit. Lee has not wanted to attend as it does not offer a GCSE curriculum. Lee has been seeing a tutor for some time but could not remember her name. This is probably indicative of the level of engagement. The ERO asked to see some examples of work, but seemingly this is bagged up in the shed. This is not a satisfactory plan, and there does not seem to have been any planning for next year. This is more difficult as residence is not clear. Lee said he would like to study business and media. Contact. Lee has been seeing his mother, sisters and older brother Michael on Saturday, spending time at the family home. It came to light last time that mother was getting married. This information is not in the COAS. Lee explained that the wedding went well. He returned sober and said that he and David had been very clear that they would not argue and spoil the day. At present he is not in contact with David. Have the views of the child, young person, parents, other significant adults, carers, and other professionals been taken into consideration? No. It would have been helpful for mother to come today, as she has been indicating to Lee that of all the children he is the one who could go home. Although she knows that Lee was in hospital last year, Lee has not wanted her to know of the self-harming issues, and his views will be respected. Legal. Lee remains subject of a care order. Other issues. Lee was 16 in November, so transfer to 16 plus has started. Adrian Miles was not present today, and he has been working closely with children and families. The general view last time was that Lee had benefited from his time in hospital, and the emphasis now was on sustaining the changes that have been made. Carly has updated her COAS and care plan with the health information in order to clarify future planning, but will need further updates as the situation changes. Lee today said that he had been in touch with his previous foster carers and was agreeable to seeing them if this could be facilitated by the social worker. The ERO stressed that this was a positive development. Although Lee has seen Dr. Nairak, there is no psychological therapy currently, and this needs to be considered in the care planning. The ERO did not have all the information today, but it was apparent that Lee will need to move on. Lee was very resistant to thinking about a move outside Thanet. He mentioned that Rochester had been suggested and was not keen. The ERO reminded him that his older sister had lived in Seal for a couple of years at Lee's age and has now returned to Thanet, but he did not want to consider this. Decisions and recommendations. 1. Lee to remain in present placement, where 28 days notice has been given until an appropriate plan is agreed. Harry stressed today that it is Lee's inability to compromise that has forced the issue. He will need to confiscate Lee's phone if he sees it. 2. Staff to help Lee get a new prescription, glasses, as Lee said that he needs stronger prescription within a week. 3. IRQ to write to Jackie Cadder, VSK, about low level of tuition and educational planning in general within a week. 4. Lee to continue at gym as he finds this helpful. 5. Lee to attend ultrasound scan appointment. SW will need to write to GP so that a re-referral is made within 2 weeks. 6. SW to clarify care planning and inform IRQ of developments ongoing. 7. SW to facilitate some direct contact with previous foster carers within a month. 8. Mother to be involved in the planning. 9. Staff at Verona House to contact Dr. Nairak about appointment. 10. Transfer to 16 plus at appropriate time. Subscribe to our newsletter. Join our mailing list to receive the latest news and updates from our team. Subscribe. You have successfully subscribed.